Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week is the parsha of Pinchas. The parsha of Pinchas deals with the fact that Pinchas is seen as a zealot. He's seen as a kanoi because of the fact that he slays this couple, the princess of Midian and the prince of the Jewish people, who are engaged in public immoral activity. So the Talmud and Sanhedrin tells us that such activity, kanoim pogim bo, a kanoi, someone who really feels the pain, he can take action against it. So the Talmud says if he would have asked the question, if he would have run to Moshe, let's say, and asked the question, Rabbi, am I allowed to kill him? Then he would not be allowed to kill him. So there is a level of behavior that, so to speak, is instinctive. That's above the level of rationality. Now, that's dangerous if everybody takes the law in their own hand because of the fact that they feel that some wrong is being committed. You'll have greater wrongs being committed, all in the name of justice and the fairness. So therefore, the rabbi said that Pinchas is like the one and only one that there was. After him, again, that genre doesn't exist. That species doesn't exist anymore. We don't have anymore. But it's interesting that the rabbis connected Pinchas with the prophet Elijah. The Midrash says, Pinchas zu Eliyahu. It doesn't necessarily mean that the prophet Elijah was Pinchas, but it's the same soul, it's the same temperament, it's the same view of the world. And we see that Eliyahu, because Eliyahu also says, Kano kinesi l'Hashem tzvokos, I'm zealous for the Lord. Eliyahu, to a great extent, gives up on the Jewish people. He complains to God, I'm the only prophet that's left. There only are 7,000 people in all of Israel that haven't bowed to paganism, haven't kissed the Baal. Yeah, you know, we quit, right? He says, I performed this great miracle on Har HaCarmel, on Mount Carmel, and all the people fell on their face, and they said, Hashemu Elohim, Hashemu Elohim, the Lord is God, the Lord is God, right? And tomorrow they're back at the same pagan behavior that they were before. So I don't want it anymore, right? I resign. I quit. The natural frustration at being a Jewish leader, but the natural frustration here is far more intense because of the fact that he realizes that somehow his mission is a failure because he can't wean the Jewish people away from paganism. God, however, has greater faith in the Jewish people. He says, yeah, you're right, they're bad, and they're doing all of these things wrong, etc., but you'll see. And so in Jewish tradition, God assigns the prophet Elijah to attend every circumcision, to see that for thousands of years the covenant of Judaism is maintained, even amongst Jews who have very little connection otherwise, but that covenant is maintained. And they also, he comes to every Passover Seder, which also is a custom that's retained almost universally, even if other parts of Jewish observance are unfortunately neglected. So Elio becomes the witness to the fact that the Jewish people somehow are hanging on, and that in spite of all the downturns and all of the weaknesses and all of the negativism that exists, the Jewish people still had, there's a streak of loyalty, there's a hard core of people who are always loyal, the core of the Jewish people, who don't give up on themselves, and don't give up on Judaism, and don't give up on our future. In the long history of the Jewish people, there have been so many times when we could have given up, when we could say, what use is it? There are so few of us left, and so few of us are maintaining the Torah and most of the Jewish people have drifted off, or we have all these terrible troubles that have befallen us, and so let's quit, let's forget it. And there are those who have said that, and there are the Herzl, before he founded the Zionist movement, said that the solution to the Jewish problem was to lead all the Jews to the baptismal font. And he said that the rabbis should be the first ones to lead them. He changed his mind later. But there have always been those that have proposed such a viewpoint. They can't do it anymore. But we were described as being a stiff-necked, stubborn people. So that works both ways. We're stiff-necked and stubborn. That's a negative trait. We see that we persist in policies that have failed, but we're stubborn about it. And in ways of behavior that have failed, and we're stubborn about it. But it's also a positive trait. The positive side of the trait is that we're stubborn, right? And because we're stubborn, then the Jewish people have a tremendous resilience. They have a tremendous ability to bounce off the mat and come up again. And anyone who is even a casual observer of Jewish history over the past century has to stand amazed that there is a Jewish people. There's a state of Israel. Again, all the imperfections are here, but that doesn't change the picture. We're all here. You've hung on to the Lord your God. You're alive. You're here. Who would have imagined that Russian Jewry would have gotten out? Who would have imagined that that there would be a rebirth of Jewish life in Eastern Europe? Who would have imagined anything? So Prophet Elijah is given that lesson. And Pinchas is also given that lesson. And Pinchas, God gives him the covenant of peace. And because God wants him to realize that eventually the triumph is not through the sword, and the triumph is not through fanaticism, and the triumph is not through zealotry, even though it may be called for in certain instances. But the overall picture of Jewish history and the overall picture of Jewish life, that's not going to get you anywhere. And it's not what God wants. And therefore, the covenant of peace that's given to Pinchas is representative of the assignment that was given to Elio. You'll come to every circumcision. You'll come to every Seder. You'll see the Jewish people in a different light. If you see them in a different light, then they will survive, and you will survive with them, because to all Jews, Elijah is a living presence, and he's someone that Jews meet on the road, even if they don't recognize him.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Pinchas.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.